I just received a very strange device. It's called the Soma Labs Ether, and it's marketed as an anti-radio. And what they mean by that is it's a radio, essentially, that picks up from DC to something in the gigahertz range, and you can't tune it. It's just a broadband, unfiltered radio, and it also has a strip that picks up electromagnetic stuff. So it has two components. It has the radio, and it has the electromagnetic thing. So if you're familiar with the concept of EM pickup coils, it can do some of that stuff as well. If you're in close range of a device, you essentially get an EM pickup coil type effect, but it also picks up stuff just existing in the air. So I'm standing in one of the bedrooms in my parents' house. I have a lav mic connected to one of the inputs on my audio recorder, and I have the Soma Labs Ether connected to one of the other inputs. I'm using a lav mic so I can do this hands-free, and I'm just going to walk around and see if I can get some interesting noises out of this. So I'm standing in a room where, as you can hear, there's quite a bit of electromagnetic stuff going on. This is my mom's room, and this is where all the Ethernet/internet-related stuff in the house lives, such as the Wi-Fi access point on the wall, and the router over there on the desk, which is not a Wi-Fi router, and the 8-port gigabit switch. Right now I'm standing right in front of the HP PhotoSmart printer. Which is not very exciting in and of itself. But let's see what we can get out of this. I'm going to go over here to where the router is. Here is the Ubiquiti UXG light. I'm just going to put this small rectangular Labs device right on top of it, basically. And that's what it hears from that. So this device, I should say, before I go on with anything, is very simple. It's got two knobs. One of them is a volume control, and one of them seems to be like an RF gain / tone / something. And you plug headphones into it on the bottom, put two AAA batteries in it, turn it on and off, and it has an output jack. That's about it. And it has two things on the top that you can loop wire through or touch against a metal surface. And if you do that, if you're me right now in this environment, one of them goes, and the other one goes. So if I move around, that can change. I could touch it against stuff, pipes, things that are grounded, and change the entire pickup range. But for now, I could also go. Anyway, here's a small portable USB powered fan. It also has a built-in battery, so I'm going to turn it on with the device right in front of it. Here's low, medium, high, move it around a little bit, I'm not sure what that is. That's the monitor for the desktop computer, actually. Anyway. Now it goes back to low. And off. There it goes. And if I were to plug it into a power source, it would probably change again. So anyway, there's that thing, whatever that is. Here is the 8-port managed gigabit switch. Doesn't seem to have much to say about it. It's kind of difficult to actually demo this because what I hear with my headphones plugged directly into the device is quite different than what I hear with a recorder plugged into the device. It's more sensitive with headphones connected directly. It's like a Walkman, like, you know, how you have a Walkman and you plug in your headphones and the headphones kind of becomes part of the antenna. That's how this goes as well. I'm touching a lamp. Oh, there we go. When I touch this lamp, whole thing changes. So what happens if I touch this and then touch the lamp? Oh, not much. Okay, let's try this. Also not much. Okay. Well, what happens if I just touch this against the lamp? Whoa. Bad noises. Okay. Now the lamp is essentially an antenna. And I assume if I were to turn this thing on, it would probably change things again. No, not really. I'm also not sure if it's even plugged in. Alright, let's see what else I can find here that makes interesting noises. Go to the kitchen and see what happens in there. So I'm walking to the kitchen. Pretty quiet here. In front of the refrigerator. Now in front of the TV in the kitchen. Just kind of moving it back and forth across the TV. I don't think most of what that's picking up is actually coming from the TV. I think it's just something in the general area. Here's the stove. I'm aiming it right at the screen. It has a touch screen. Now if I aim it right at the top, you'll get more AC hum. So that's exciting. If I go over here, not a whole lot. Let me touch this and just see, now I'm right in front of the microwave. That's what the screen on the microwave has to say for itself right now, when it's idle. Oh, it changes when I open the door, look. That's with the door open. And that's with the door closed. Open. If this were running right now, it would make a heck of a noise, I'm sure.
Hang on.
Hang on?
Yeah.
Oh, are you gonna run it?
Yeah, I'm gonna warm up his cream of wheat.
Oh, okay, so you have to use it anyway.
But just for like 5 seconds.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. This will probably make some... Oh yeah, there we go. And that's all it did.
That's it.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. So just very loud AC noise, which kind of makes sense. I probably could have turned that other knob and gotten some other noises out of it too. But I didn't think about that while it was going for the short time that it was. Now I'm just turning this knob near the end of the range at the bottom, and it's going. This is an interesting sound design tool. Whoops. That again.
I'm not electric.
There's a source of something over there. I don't know what that is.
It's electric.
Yeah, it is electric.
I'm electric.
You're electric.
Yes.
Electric mommy. Great. Ooh, what's that?
That's your watch.
That's my watch.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even think to aim it at that. That made a bunch of noise. Okay, there we go. There's my watch. Let's unlock it. Ooh, yeah. A lot of noise. And then lock it again. Lock. Oh, there we go. Kind of hard to do that with one hand. Okay, fine. While we're doing that, I'll just put it up to my phone. Pick up all sorts of stuff. It's unlocked. Lock it. What's... Oh, the iPad. Is it locked?
No, I unlocked it.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Well, I'm surprised it does that. It's almost a 60 hertz. I wonder if that has a 60 hertz refresh rate on the screen. I'll have to look up the specs. Because it's very 60 hertz. Now I'm at the bottom. Now it's clearly doing stuff.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, oh, okay. She's playing... So it seems to be going between 30 and 60 hertz. I can clearly hear that. That's 30 hertz, or something close to it. And that's 60 hertz. Did the screen just change?
Yeah, I put it on Hulu.
Okay. That's funny. Seems like every time... Now it changed again. It went to back to 60 hertz again. Now it's at 30 again. 60 again. 30. Now it's 60 for a second, and then went back to 30. But 60 again, 30 again. That's fascinating.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go passing in front of the stove again. Now I'm in front of the refrigerator. Buzz. Now I'm gonna go in here where I think there's a TV on in here. And, yep, there is. So let's go to this area. This is where my laptop currently lives, and just kind of aim it. If I turn the top knob down, it picks up more of the electromagnetic stuff. So that's that. Here is a small radio transmitter thingy that's connected to a Raspberry Pi. I don't know if it's transmitting right now. I think it is. All right, here's a Bluetooth speaker. Let me see if I can find the actual Raspberry Pi that's down here on the floor. There we go. That's surprisingly not doing a whole lot. I'm going to turn this down and touch the antenna thing on top. Yeah, it's really not doing that much. Get more AC noise from stuff around it than I do from the actual device. That's kind of interesting. All right, there's another one of these little portable fans over here. And it's on. This one, though, is connected to power. The other one was on battery, so... I just unplugged it, now it's on battery. Now I'm gonna put it on power. Overwhelming. So let me turn this knob. Yeah, you get mostly AC stuff. Because there's a bunch of power supplies around here. plug that back in. All right, now I'm going to take this GMRS walkie-talkie. This is a Baofeng MP31. Turn it on.
Power on. Turn.
And put it up next to the thing, which doesn't seem to do very much. I'm going to key up. Ooh, it actually like... Oh, weird. Okay. See if I can actually, Wow, it really doesn't like that. Okay, so when I key up, now I'm holding it near the tip of the antenna. So now when I key up, I get this. Moving it up and down the antenna. And now I just unkeyed. Oh, it's fun. Let's see what else I can find around here that might do strange crap. Here's the, let's see, this is where the TV is. It's an Amazon Fire TV. More of that. Okay, here's an Amazon Echo Studio. Neat, okay, now I'm kind of out of that area. Let's see, I don't think I'm gonna find anything interesting there. One of these minutes, though, I'm gonna just go walking around outside and see what stuff I can hear. Again, though, it's kind of hard because what you hear with headphones connected to it directly is entirely different than what you hear with a recorder. Maybe I'll try putting a splitter on it so I can have both, and that'll change the resistance again. The impedance will be different, for better or worse. So now I'm in my dad's bedroom. Not much to hear in this area. Well, there's this, whatever that is. I think I'm near an electrical outlet. So I'm gonna turn this way down and just touch that so that I'm essentially now an antenna. Kind of wave it around. And it doesn't really do anything. Let's touch it against the brass doorknob. The brass is not very conductive, so it's not going to really do anything. Now I'm back in my mom's bedroom where I started this whole thing. And the dog is freaking out in the background. Anyway, this is a weird device. Turn it off. Turn it on. Now I'm in the bathroom. Strange thing.